And then Karl Popper. You name any of these folk, huge, huge, huge folk in figuring out this mess we're in. Suppression of any one of them is sufficient proof that we are living in a totalitarian system, that our thoughts are given, and that the ones we need are kept from us. Karl Popper, On the Roots of Totalitarian Ideology in Plato. You read The Open Society and Its Enemies, and it's just, again, don't have the words. It exposes the continuity across class of the same mindset. The same mindset. Might makes right. The state is all. The people must be kept herded so that governance can occur. Across the centuries, the same false notions, or not the same class legitimating notions, the same rule legitimating notions. And then Townsend and Bentham on the centrality of coerced work to power's ability to maintain its authority, its status and privilege, its ability to create the world it wants based in its priorities, and the centrality of coerced work to all ideologies of class. This is another one that's just obvious and never discussed, that work is the core of an oppressive system. That's the point of it. That we are systematically kept from seeing this. And we're going to be in when we turn to that page on becoming global actors, we're going to be taking on directly this issue of, is it really suppressed because there we are, we have these discussions of Marxism? Why is the centrality of work in a Marxist analysis not the discussion that I'm talking about here? We'll be talking about that. So in our discussion of how democracy serves to legitimate power, what lies hidden, because never discussed, is power's construction of popular opinion, to maintain control of which requires the occasional re-sculpting of division, that major con that power needs to keep us herded, quote unquote, in order to keep a solid majority of popular support behind it. So, and these words are spoken on the eve of the midterm elections in the U.S. So, voting matters. It just doesn't matter in the way we've been told it matters. It's not about claiming our power, as I heard one pundit say over the airwaves. Rather, it's a defensive action, trying to hold totalitarianism hardcore at bay. Yes, we must. But we must simultaneously take the offensive. We are trying to show the necessary relationship under class given power between democracy and all state legitimating ideologies and totalitarianism. And implied in this relationship between democracy and any state legitimating ideology and totalitarianism, implied in that relationship is education and media control.